The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Charlottesville, I'm Megan Moore. The VPM podcast, Admissible Shreds of Evidence, has led to a state-mandated review of all of the criminal cases where evidence was examined by Mary Jane Burton, a former lab analyst. The podcast questioned the accuracy of her work. Megan Pauley with VPM News reports.
After Virginia State Senator Scott Surabell heard the podcast, he had questions.
Right now, we don't know how many cases are out there. We don't know how many cases have material we can test. We don't know how many people are still alive or how many are in jail. And we need to figure out the scope and scale of all this so that we can deal with it the best way as possible to bring people justice as soon as possible if, in fact, they were wrongfully convicted.
Surabell worked with the Crime Commission to draft budget language requiring it to review all of Mary Jane Burton's case files to determine how many people have been convicted, as well as those still incarcerated, those who've been executed, and those who've died. A big part of the review will also involve notifying those who've been convicted about their right to have any evidence in their cases retested. Megan Pauley, VPM News.
Virginia Beach State Senator Aaron Rouse says he's running for lieutenant governor in 2025. Ryan Murphy from partner station WHRO has more.
Rouse has had a quick ascent up the political ladder. He won a seat on the city council in 2018. He then took over a state senate seat as a Democrat in a tight special election in January 2023, securing the party's control of the state senate. As a state legislator, Rouse has framed himself as a major defender of women's reproductive rights. He's carried some big bills for Democrats, like the one to finally establish a retail market for cannabis in Virginia. But he will have competition within his party for the lieutenant governor nomination. Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney announced he's dropping out of the governor's race to seek the nomination for lieutenant governor instead.
That was Ryan Murphy from our partner station, WHRO. Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney announced he is no longer running for governor, but instead running for lieutenant governor. In a statement released early Tuesday morning, Stoney said, quote, "Running for lieutenant governor is the right move for me and my family. The right move for the Democratic Party, the right move for the future of the Commonwealth of Virginia." Representative Abigail Spanberger announced last fall that she will not be seeking re-election in favor of running for governor. The move now makes Spanberger the presumptive Democratic candidate in next year's governor's race. Eviction filings in Virginia are down 15% from where they were before the COVID-19 pandemic. That's according to new data from Princeton University's Eviction Lab, which tracks filings in 10 states and 34 cities. But the lab's data also shows, of the states they track, Virginia had the highest filing rate, with 13 for every 100 renter households. That added up to about 140,000 eviction filings in the last year alone. And in Richmond, they were 20% higher than before the pandemic. The Richmond Metropolitan Transportation Authority is closing a major on-ramp in Southside this week. From 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. on Wednesday, April 24th through Friday, April 26th, the eastbound Forest Hill Avenue ramp to northbound Powhate Parkway will be closed for maintenance. RMTA suggests using the westbound Forest Hill Avenue ramp to get to northbound Powhate Parkway. Advocates weighed in on the city's proposed budget ordinances during Monday night's Richmond City Council meeting. Many were asking for a fully funded school budget. Councilor Stephanie Lynch said her intent with her colleagues is to do what they can to make up the difference in Richmond Public Schools' budget.
Every year, the RPS budget has gone up $10 million, $20 million, $30 million, above and beyond its operating budget. And every year, we have found a way to fully fund it because our children are our future and they are the most important and precious assets that we have.
Pending budget ordinances have been moved to the special council meeting on May 6th. Richmond Public Schools has renamed several schools in recent years that were initially named for members of the Confederate Army. That includes the former Ginter Park Elementary, which was renamed in honor of the school's first Black teacher and first Black principal. Once again, here's Megan Pauley with VPM News reporting on the school's official renaming ceremony that took place on Tuesday.
Relatives, friends, and neighbors gathered in the school's auditorium to honor Frances McClenney. Jacqueline McClenney is her daughter and said one of her favorite memories of her mom was when she'd bring kids home, sometimes after school and on weekends.
She always tutored children on the weekends in our home. I think teaching and being an administrator, just loving on children, ensuring they were educated well and knew that they were loved, was part of her life. It wasn't a job or a job title. It's really who she was and what she did.
She said she wants her mom's legacy to continue with the school's kids today. Some students also got to join in on the ceremony and learn about Miss McClenney as she was known to students. Megan Pauley, VPM News.
This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.